The best teacher, here we are, last said Abby and Zoe's mother. They stopped outside a big old house that was on top of the hill looking over Paris Bay. It's like a house from a storybook, said Abby, or a movie, said Zoe. And we are right on time, said Mom. We can't be late for Mr. Patterson. But who is she, said Zoe. I was in her class at school, said Mom. We was the best teacher I ever had. Mrs. Patterson gave Mom a great big hug, and we must be Zoe and Abby, she said. What it's like to be the twins, most of the time is fun, said Abby, but knowing of the people mistake me of Zoe, or when they mistake me for Abby, said Zoe. Do you ever get model yourselves, asked Mr. Patterson. The twins laughed. Oh, no, they said, even when we look at photos as babies. We can tell if it's Zoe or me, said Abby. Mrs. Patterson looked at hard at the twins. Can you tell who we are, asked Abby. I think so, said Mrs. Patterson. You are Abby and you are Zoe. Yes, laughed the girls. Mrs. Patterson never forgot a face, said Mom. The star pupil. Mom, Abby, Zoe followed Mrs. Patterson into the living room, where Mrs. Patterson had a cup of tea waiting. Mom and Mrs. Patterson talked about Mom's school days, while Abby and Zoe sat and listened. Did Mom get into a lot of trouble at school, asked Zoe. Mrs. Patterson laughed. No, she said, your mother was my star pupil, but it must be born for you. What do you think of you? My house is very old, said Abby. Does it have any secret passageways? That star stays downstairs, isn't it, said Zoe. Maybe parents live in here in old days and hide their gold underneath the floorboards. Mrs. Patterson laughed and said, I don't know about any secret passageways or parents' gold, but we might find some tattooed outside in the attic. Where... Treasures, asked Abby. Just jewels and bars of gold, asked Zoe. I'm not sure, said Mrs. Patterson.